Can you describe, Seth, any examples of compelling evidence that extraterrestrial visitors have visited Earth?
Well, obviously, if I could, then, you know, we would be doing this experiment a little differently.
Yes, we would.
And now, I have to say, Art, I get emails almost every day. I do, actually. But almost every day I get emails from somebody who's interested in this question of whether we're being visited, and they either they have something to tell me or they have pictures to send me. And, you know.
Yes.
Okay. But there are also people who don't like the fact that I'm skeptical about this. As you can imagine, I get raked over the coals. I feel like
I'm sure you do.
I should have, you know, asbestos DVDs or something right now. I get raked over the coals so often for this. But, you know, I respond to people and I ask them, well, what do you think is the most compelling case, the most compelling evidence that we are being visited? Because I'm interested in what they think. And, you know, I get various answers, but the one answer that seems to crop up more often than any of the others is Roswell. So that's what they
And how do you respond to Roswell?
Well, the thing about Roswell, and indeed there was a National Geographic special on that last week, in fact, or 2 weeks ago, that I was
right.
I was part of that. I had a small part in there talking about what we do at SETI. But they presented the fact that, and I think this is fairly well known amongst many of the listeners, that there is an alternative explanation to Roswell that doesn't involve aliens coming who knows how far, maybe hundreds of light years, and then as they pull into the driveway, as it were, they make a navigation error and crash into the desert,
mm-hmm.
right? That's one explanation. But there's this other explanation that involves this Air Force project, Project Mogul, which was a project designed fundamentally to design equipment that could find out whether the Soviet Union had developed the bomb or was testing
mm-hmm.
the bomb.
Yes.
So that explanation, you know, explains all the actual facts. There is witness testimony, but, you know, the witnesses were only asked 30 years after the event that suggests that, well, they didn't think that was the explanation. So here you have, on the one hand, an explanation that just fits the facts, and it's somewhat prosaic. I mean, it was top secret and all, but it's just, you know, our own military activities. On the other hand, you have this possibility that, well, maybe it was aliens.
Well, a lot of people just find it very difficult, and I'm one of them, to imagine that Major Marcel, who really knew, his aircraft, I mean, he really knew, would describe a flying saucer to the press one day, and that would turn into a little piece of aluminum foil with some flimsy sticks the next day. It just seems so unreasonable.
Well, it does, but I would recommend that, and I think you've probably read this book, but there's a book by Cal Korf. He spent 16 years looking into this.
Oh, I know Cal Korf.
Right.
I knew Cal Korf quite well.
Okay, well, and he
Cal was a debunker. Now, Seth, there's a difference between skepticism and debunking. And Cal was a debunker, which means actively, trying to put all this to bed, just actively debunking.
Well, what I was going to say, what he says about the colonel, major, I think he was a major, Jesse Marcel,
yeah.
was that this was a guy who was prone to exaggeration. Now, I didn't, I did not interview those guys, so that's secondhand knowledge for me. What I would say, because I can't speak to the material on a firsthand basis. Most of these guys, unfortunately, have passed on, but not all of them. Charles Moore, whom I have spoken to at New York University, was one of the guys involved with Project Mogul, and he says, well, you know, what you see in those photos is our experiment, and he was there,
and it may well have been.
Yeah. And
that doesn't necessarily mean that's what crashed.
Well, that's, you know, one of the hypotheses that Stan Friedman will tell you is that they switched the stuff, but there were interviews again done by various people who have looked into this and said, no, that was what the original stuff is. So you're kind of stuck here with they said, he said, she said kind of an argument. And I think that if you really had something crashing there to begin with, this would be an enormous story, and the idea that the government would cover it up for, now it's, what, 60 years this year?
Oh, our government would never cover anything up.
Well, they certainly would, but 60 years for the most interesting science story of all time, I have to say, why are they doing that? And, you know, wouldn't you want to put out this material for everybody, you know, all of academia in any case. You know, if you want to throw it out to research labs everywhere, you know, farm it out the way they farm out the moon rocks and have everybody look at it because that's the way you learn something.